imagine what forgiveness and reconciliation could unlock in Asia. Updates matter from disasters like Typhoon Haiyan, and a special Roku app opens a special door for millions. It's a packed newscast today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An awkward photo op between China and Japan this week at the APEC summit sums up a generational animosity between the two. It's a contemporary conflict that goes back to war crimes from World War II. Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa imagined how effective a united body could be in the name of Christ throughout Asia, but not without reconciliation.
God opened the door. Churches of two countries come together and for us Japanese Christians to confess what our ancestor did to them, taking their dignity away and national identity away from them, and confess that as a sin against them and against God, and to ask for forgiveness.
It's starting small. Chinese churches are responding. He insists that reconciliation can be done.
Jesus wanted us to be one. And if we cannot live out that calling, our testimony is not there.
Feel led to pray? He shares some requests. They're all at our website. Next, 30 countries want religious freedom to be global. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom just launched a worldwide religious freedom coalition. 30 parliamentarians signed an unprecedented joint statement committing themselves to advancing religious freedom. Their first act? Putting Pakistan and Burma on notice. Imagine what the world would look like if the gospel was unrestricted. Want to see the report? Visit our website. This is Mission Network News. We've got another recovery update from the Philippines, this time from Send International. You may be wondering why we're sharing so many Typhoon Haiyan updates right now, but keep in mind the scope of last year's storm. Known locally as Typhoon Yolanda, this was one of the strongest storms ever to make landfall anywhere. James Alberin, the area director for Send Philippines, tells us,
Typhoon Yolanda changed the lives of thousands. We thank the Lord that He has come and helped these people.
With the help of donors, Send was able to help 40 pastors rebuild their homes. Send also provided grief counseling for pastors so they could in turn help communities turn to Christ for hope.
Mabuhay at marami pong salamat sa inyong lahat. Thank you very much. God bless you.
This report continues at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, 10 million people in the U.S. now have access to Scripture in over 750 different languages. Lou Ann Hunt with Faith Comes by Hearing says they've released a new Bible app for Roku.
People can understand God's Word in their heart language, the language that they pray in, the language that they dream in.
Roku is a device that connects the TV and internet, so the Bible app for Roku functions kind of like a radio. You can get all the ins and outs and find a link to the app at our website.
It's on a 24/7 feed, so it'll pick up wherever the feed is and just continually play in the background. And we've had over 70 million listeners accessing internet radio. And so Roku is just one more platform for which to get God's Word to people.
Pray as people hear God's Word spoken in their heart language, they'll trust in Christ for salvation. And churches are growing because of wells. 5 years ago, cholera devastated parts of Zimbabwe. Villages like Overspill drank from wells with contaminated water. Living Water International restored 13 wells and drilled 6 more. The church sees safe water as an important component of ministry, both physically and spiritually. It's the answer to another outbreak of disease and is the tool used to conquer spiritual darkness. Learn how your support can help at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task, Time's Running Out, at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.